broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, June the 16th. 2023, 18 minutes past the hour, joined in studio this morning by Matt Morgan. Matt, how you doing here on a Friday?
Good. How's it going, Scott?
Good. You've never been in the morning, have you?
I have not.
Well, I figured since you were going to be in tonight, why not come in this morning, make a whole day of this?
Sounds
now,
good.
We might have two special guests at noon. They're both a little flim-flammy on this right now, but I think we'll have a big discussion at 12 to 1 today, and they're people who used to come in here, so this could be interesting.
Good.
Yeah, look forward to this. This will be fun. Now, tonight, where do you think we're going to go with the Friday night show? Now, last week turned into a discussion of politics. Mary Ellen came in. We all had a good time with that. Where do you think we're going to go tonight, barring any big disasters this afternoon in the world?
I'm not quite sure. There's not. I mean, I don't really have much to talk about, but, I mean, you know Donald Trump, he getting, facing up to 400 years?
400 years.
400 years.
Did you really need to give somebody 400 years?
I mean, I guess you're making sure they definitely aren't getting out.
Well, we'll save that for tonight, because I know Sean likes to talk about Donald Trump, so we'll just save what that for tonight and how he feels about that whole situation.
Oh, man.
But, one thing I wanted to do today, and it just popped out of my head. Now, see, there was something there I wanted to do. What in the world did I want to say? There was some, hopefully it'll come back to me. But we were doing some Family Feud earlier because... Now, you've never been here when we've done Family Feud, have you?
No.
Okay. Well, we've got two VIP passes to the African Safari Wildlife Park. That's up in Port Clinton, Ohio. We've got a $10 gift certificate to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie, and we've got a large pizza to Neighbor's Pizza that we can give away. And by the way, Charlene, if you're out there listening, we've got your $10 Del Taco gift card as well as your Del Taco beanie here at the studio. You can pick up till 1 o'clock today. Now, here is the category we have today, and we'll, you know, you can enter as many times as you like. I don't think anybody's got entered yet, but the category is foods dogs love as much as humans. That's the category.
Foods dogs love as much as humans.
Foods dogs love as much as humans. Now, there are five answers. We did get the number four answer. It was hamburger. I think Adam guessed that. But it's hamburger. So what are the other four answers? And the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Foods dogs love as much as humans. All right, here comes the first call. Let's see what we got coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Chicken.
Chicken. Oh, yes, chicken's number two on the list. We got it. How are things out on the bus this morning?
Pretty good.
Good to hear. Hey, thanks for calling.
I can't believe how cold it is, Scott, for June.
How cold is it?
I don't know, but I had to put this window up.
Hey, you better listen at noon. We might have two ghosts of Christmas past coming in here for the noon show.
Two ghosts of Christmas past. I thought you were going to say two tickets to paradise. That's part of your giveaway.
Well, wouldn't you like the Del Taco or the VIP?
Yeah, I still haven't been there.
Oh, see, I could help you out. What about tickets to the African Safari up in Port Clinton?
That would be amazing. Like, I'd have to rent a car because my jalopy ain't getting me there, but I would really like to do that.
What about a Neighbor's Pizza? Large Neighbor's Pizza, one topic?
Yeah, any of those, really.
You better get it.
I would take the Del Taco, too. I'm sure I just haven't ventured out there.
Hey.
You said you've been there, haven't you?
I got a quesadilla.
So on a scale from 1 to 10, what would you give them? 10 being you can't wait to go back again.
I'd probably give them a 7. And the only issue, I went there when they were still very busy in the beginning, and they gave me the wrong food, so I had to go back and get the right food. I'm sure that wouldn't happen now, but that's the only reason I knock it down to the 7. The food was good.
Right on.
Yeah. So
okay.
Keep playing.
Okay, bye.
All right, chicken was number 2 on the list.
Chicken's good.
Chicken's good. Now, does your dog like that as much as your human?
Well, I mean, I've never given my dog chicken, but I bet you she would like it as much as I do.
Well, sure. Oh, and here comes now the category again: foods dogs love as much as humans. Go ahead, caller.
How about ice cream?
Ice cream. Hey, no ice cream on the list. Hey, how are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. How are you? Still at home?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Things getting better?
I don't know about better, but I'm surviving.
You're surviving. Well, I love to hear that. Glad you're out there.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. You know what? I'm going to let you do the list, and I'll just...
Let me do the list.
Now, it's my handwriting, so apparently after yesterday, this could be marginal. There was a pen. But the phone lines are open, and they're wide open today. Here comes another phone call. All right. Go ahead, caller.
What about steak?
Steak?
Yeah, steak is number one on the list.
Number one on the list. We got you.
Okay.
Steak number one on the list. Now, every so often, again, you got to give them the category. Now, don't give them the answer. Give them the answers that we've already given.
So, the category is food dogs love as much as we do, like humans. And the answers we already have are steak, chicken, and hamburger.
And there are how many answers altogether?
There are five.
Five altogether. Go ahead, caller.
I think I heard my name a few minutes ago.
You gave an answer in hour number one, yes.
Yes, I'm at the gym getting an early workout in, so of course I'm calling.
You sound like you're in the Holland Tunnel.
Yeah, a very lame answer. Dead cow or steak?
Dead cow?
Well, which is steak?
Oh, we already got steak. You must be on the delay.
Yeah, I think I'm on a lag. It's probably workout machines or something.
What kind of workout are you doing there, Adam?
Legs, currently.
Legs. Okay.
Good exercise.
Keep on working out.
You know, I have 40 years on that now, so we have to get in shape for the next fruitcake tossing contest. I think I have a formidable competition.
You sound like you're having problems there with your legs, Adam. You're straining a little bit.
Well, it's okay. I have an excuse of my age.
All right. Keep working.
Is pork? Is that, would that be like ham or
fork?
You know,
did you say fork?
Yeah, or some kind of dead pig.
Oh, pork! Pork!
Oh, no. No pork on the
list.
Okay,
I don't know, but I'll keep listening. See you later.
You know, people listen to us on a bus. They listen to us at the gym. They listen to us at doctor's offices. We're all over the place.
I listen at work.
You listen at work? Of course. Well, why work? Who needs that? 740-383-9944. Hit them with the category again.
The category is food dogs love as much as humans do. We're still looking for answers 3 and 5.
And we have the answers of?
And we have the answers of steak, chicken, and hamburger.
Steak, chicken, and hamburger. All right. So, 740-383-9944. Two answers left. Foods dogs love as much as humans. And remember, we've got the $10 gift certificate to Del Taco, African Safari Wildlife tickets in Port Clinton. Go ahead, caller.
French fries.
French fries are not on the list.
Okay.
No French fries on the list today. 740-383-9944. $10 to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie. We've also got the two tickets to the African Safari Wildlife in Port Clinton, Ohio, and the Large Neighbor's Pizza one topping. We're going to give all those away this morning. This is like Price is Right. Our QVC, we'll give it all away. We're getting rid of all this today, Matt Morgan and myself here this morning. And the category, again, for people out there listening, so if they're just tuning in.
The category, for anybody who just tuned in, is food dogs love as much as humans. And the answers we currently have are steak, chicken, and hamburger.
Steak, chicken, and hamburger, but there are two more answers that dogs love as much as humans. It's not a silent H. Go ahead, caller.
Anybody guess cheese?
There is cheese. Cheese is number 5 on the list.
Okie doke.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Cheese on the list. All right. Well, we're getting some good guesses here.
One guess left.
One answer left on this in this category. Foods dogs love as much as humans.
The current answers are steak, chicken, hamburger, and cheese.
Steak, chicken, hamburger, and cheese. Now, one answer left. What is it going to be? 740-383-9944. And again, possibly at noon today, you might be hearing two voices from Radio Station Pest. Joining. They're both flim-flammy, so we don't know if they're going to... They wouldn't give me confirmed answers on this, but we hope they show up today, and we'll see what happens. I don't think you've met these two.
I probably haven't.
Well, you'll enjoy it.
I don't think I've met anybody who has used to work here.
It'll be exciting for you. These two are just... they're trouble, but it'll be fun because it's always an enjoyable time when they're here.
That's always good.
Yeah, let's go to the phone. You really have to get a word in edgewise with these two. You have to kind of elbow your way in. Go ahead, caller.
Ice cream?
Ice cream is not on the list.
Okay.
No ice cream on the list here today. 740-383-9944. Foods, humans... No, what is it? Foods, dogs.
Yep, love as much as humans.
Foods, dogs, love as much as humans. So we've got steak.
Chicken, hamburger, and cheese.
And cheese. How about that? And we're going to be doing a drawing at the end of this hour, and then the end of the next hour, and then the end of the noon hour for $10 to Del Taco, a Del Taco beanie. We've got the African Safari Wildlife tickets in Port Clinton, Ohio, and a large Neighbor's Pizza one topping. We've got all this to give away. You got to get in on this, 740-383-9944. What else would you rather do on a gloomy day?
Gloomy days are good to go fishing.
Now, do you really want to be out fishing in the rain?
Fish bite in the rain. Depends on how hard it's raining.
but what do you do in the rain, though? I mean, you sit there on the bank and get rained on?
Usually if it's raining and I'm fishing, I'll, like, bass fish, because bass don't care.
Now, do you wear, like, a raincoat or something?
No, I wear a hoodie, I guess.
Are you soaking wet by the end of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I wouldn't like.
You just go home and change your hoodie, you know.
Oh, okay. Get ready for the next event of the day, I guess.
Get ready for the next one.
Who needs it? 740-383-9944. Foods, dogs, love as much as humans. Does anybody know the remaining answers on the list today? 740-383-9944. Foods, dogs, love as much as humans. Del Taco $10 gift card, Del Taco beanie, African Safari wildlife tickets to Port Clinton, Ohio, or a Neighbor's Pizza large one topping will be the prizes we will give away today. Now, so far we've had a lot of great guesses. We've got Sarah, Trish, and Mary in the competition so far, but we'd love to add people to that. All you have to do is give a correct answer.
Got one answer left to give.
And you can enter as many times as you like, by the way. You don't just have to enter once. You can enter several times. We like several entries. It gives you a better chance to win.
Yeah.
It increases your opportunity. Foods. This is an interesting category. Foods that dogs like as much as humans.
I'm not going to lie to you. This last answer is kind of hard to guess. I wouldn't guess it.
But it is a food.
It is a food.
It is a food. Let's see if this person's got it here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Are you getting foods that dogs like as much as people?
We are.
Did anybody say steaks?
Yep, we got Adam. Matt, run down what we got.
So far we already have steak, chicken, hamburger, and cheese.
How about ice cream?
No ice cream on the list.
Okay.
Now, are you supposed to give dogs ice cream?
I don't think so. I don't think you're supposed to give them much of anything that has milk in it.
Doesn't chocolate kill them? I think chocolate's bad for them.
Yes, chocolate is not good.
Go ahead, caller.
How about pizza?
Pizza is not on the list.
No pizza on the list today.
That's a good guess, though.
That's a good guess. Should you give dogs pizza?
Probably not, but I say it's probably healthier for them than chocolate is.
Why does chocolate kill dogs?
There's something in the chocolate that they can't digest that humans can, so it's like poisonous to them.
Really? So
yeah.
If you give a dog chocolate, it will die?
Not necessarily die. It'll get sick. Most likely. It's not, like, too poisonous. Like, I have a little, like, 5-pound dog, and she ate, like, a whole bunch of Hershey Kisses, and she just threw up all over the house, and I had to take her to the vet.
Poor dog. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, gentlemen. I can barely hear you, so I'll just talk. I don't know what's wrong with the Bluetooth. But I have some cerebral and comical answers. First, water, because it's a drink, but, I mean, it's a food, and dogs drink water like people do. Is that on there by chance?
It is not, but that's a good one.
I can barely hear you, Matt. I think you said it's not.
Not.
Yes, and I know dogs that drink beer. They like beer just like humans do, so is that there by chance?
No, it is not.
Okay, and last but not least, some people like to get their dog in a, let's say, silly mood, so how about pot in edible form? It's legal in some cases, so...
There you are, Adam. Yeah, there you go again.
Well, they enjoy it, so that could be on there, man.
Adam, where do you get your pot? Huh? What dispensary do you go to?
That's a comical, cerebral answer, but it's got some potential, so to speak. But probably not on there. Okay, well, I can barely hear you guys. I think those were all not on there, but I thought I would contribute my 3 cents worth. Have a good show, guys.
You know, I've grown to figure out over time that Adam, I think, goes to a dispensary and does marijuana.
Man.
Because his answer to everything is pot, marijuana. I mean, honest to goodness, I think the man is high 90% of the time.
That's always a good time, I guess.
Poor man. Gee whiz. 740-383-9944. I don't know if it's medicinal.
I'm sure he's...
Or recreational.
I'm sure he's having a grand time.
He doesn't sound like it. He's at the gym. You don't have good times at the gym.
Well, I mean, why not? I'm sure somebody's having a good time at the gym.
You leave the gym sore and sweaty and... No.
Yeah, but some people actually like the feeling of that sore feeling.
Do you think they really do? I think it's really more self-aggrandizing.
I don't know. It might be, but they do it.
They do it. That's about the best we can say. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott.
Do you think Adam's on marijuana?
Dogs eat ice cream, but not chocolate, and cats, onions, and some other things are bad for them.
No onions for cats.
Why would a cat eat onions?
That's interesting.
Onions?
Yeah, because the stray cats that come here, I have a big thing of Nestle's. It's a great big can, and I give them you just add water to it. It's powdered, and I give them the milk morning and night.
Nestle
and
Quick?
On the farm, we always had cats, and our cows, we always give the cat, we didn't buy cats, they either got scraps and they got milk, so people say don't give them milk, but, I mean, and stuff, and different things, but I was going to say, did anybody see any kind of sausage, like pork products?
Pork is not on the list.
Pork is not on the list.
Okay.
All right. Hey, do you think Adam's on marijuana? Oh, we lost her. Maybe she didn't want to answer the question. It's a little too heavy-hitting here this morning. So she gives her cats Nestle Quick. Is that what I heard?
I think so.
That's good. I like the strawberry Quick. I prefer strawberry to chocolate.
I'm not a big fan of strawberry. I mean, I guess in school I used to drink strawberry milk over chocolate milk. But now I drink chocolate milk over strawberry. I don't think I've ever bought strawberry milk.
Oh, I like strawberry milk.
I'm just
not a chocolate person.
I just don't like Smith's chocolate milk in particular.
The Smith family?
Yeah.
Yeah. 7-4. Oh, here we go. Here comes another one. Let's take the phone call. See what we got coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Can we ask, is it a fruit or a vegetable?
Yeah, Matt. Boy, I'm calling you Adam. I don't know why. Is it a fruit or a vegetable? That's a terrible thing to be called Adam. Is it a fruit or a vegetable?
It's neither.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Neither.
Neither? It's still a human...
It's still a food item.
Staple. A human food item, but not a fruit, not a vegetable.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Well, they're stumped out there, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, I wouldn't guess this one. This one's pretty hard.
Well, let's see. I don't even know what it would have to do. I forgot the list already. 740-383-9944. Foods humans like as much... No.
Vice versa.
Foods and... See, when you don't have the list in front of you, it's nothing but trouble over here. Foods animals like as much as humans.
The current answers we have are steak, chicken, hamburger, and cheese.
Is it animals or dogs?
Dogs.
Dogs. Okay, well, don't... Forget me, then. It's dogs. Go ahead, caller.
How about something like a cookie or cinnamon roll in the sweet area?
Closer.
Close.
Cake?
Not cake.
We're getting in the neighborhood, though, right?
Yeah.
All right. No cookies, no cinnamon rolls, no cake. but close is where we are. No vegetable, no fruit. 740-383-9944. Foods that dogs like as much as humans. 740-383-9944. 37 minutes past the hour here. So far, just Sarah, Trish, and Mary in the competition. Now remember, you can enter as many times as you like, and we've got the $10 to Del Taco, the Del Taco Beanie, the VIP passes to the African Safari in Port Clinton, the Large Neighbor's Pizza, all to be given away today, and we'll do it hour by hour here this morning. Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about pie?
Pie is not on the list.
Do you think Adam might be on marijuana?
Thought that.
Yeah. He's a little jumpy when it comes to that question, though.
Well, just the way he talks and, you know, he refers to it, you know, in different ways.
Constantly.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
No, let him do what he wants.
Yeah, as long as you ain't bothering nobody.
All right. Thanks. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Foods dogs like as much as humans. Here we are, and the four answers we have.
The four answers we currently have are steak, chicken, hamburger, and cheese.
Go ahead, caller.
Would it be donuts if you're looking for something specific?
Not donuts.
Not donuts. All right. You know what? You can put that headset on. That might help. You can turn that thing down and put the headset on. Getting a little reverberation here from our speaker here in the studio. Go ahead, caller. Nope. She must have was going to guess donuts as well. You know, the other day I got into a little thing with somebody. Donuts. Do you know how to spell donut?
Yeah. D-O-N-U-T.
D-O-N-U-T. But you know how people want to spell it.
D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T.
Right, because it's got dough in it. But that's not how you spell it. It's D-O-N-U-T.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to point that out to somebody the other day. And I don't think they liked it. Because they were spelling it donut, D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T. And I said, oh, that's not how you spell donut. And they looked at me like I was nuts. I said, no, it's D-O-N-U-T.
I don't think people like being corrected for spelling much anyways.
Well, I wasn't trying to be mean. I was just trying to help them out. Just trying to show them the way, show them the light. Go ahead, caller.
Ready for another deep answer? I'm just going to give it because I can't hear you guys. Dog food, because some people eat dog food. I don't, but some people do, so I thought maybe that would be the answer. I'm just going to hang up and hear your reply. Thank you.
Dog food.
Not on the list.
It's not dog food. Who eats dog food? What human being eats dog food? Now, somebody help me out there.
Brody told me he ate dog food
once. Oh, Brody ate dog food. Well, Brody would eat anything smothered in ketchup and put on a bun.
Probably.
740-383-9944. Foods, humans like as much as dogs, or dogs like as much as humans. Now, the four answers we have are...
steak, chicken, hamburger, and cheese.
All right. Now, what is that missing answer? 740-383-9944. Only got 19 minutes left in this hour to come up with it. Are we going to come up with it? Now, sweets was close, right?
It wasn't so much the sweets, but, like...
cinnamon roll?
Closer. Those are closer than the meats that have been being listed.
Okay. So we don't really know what this... it's not a fruit, it's not a vegetable.
It's not a sweet.
It's not a sweet. Okay, go ahead, caller.
What about bread?
It is bread.
Bread, you got it.
Hey, and Scott?
Yeah?
I don't know how reliable they are, but the New York Daily News says that Trump did not pay after telling everybody food's on him at that Versailles restaurant.
Oh, the one he went to down in that Cuban place, he didn't pick up the tab after he said he was going to?
That's right.
Oh, well, we might have to give them a call later on and see what's going on there.
He skipped out on a lot of places.
Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Well, see, there you go. The New York Daily News, he didn't pay the bill. All right, give him, we don't need any more guesses in that category, but give him what the full the category was and all the answers we got.
Alright, so the category was food dogs love as much as humans. And the answers, top to bottom, were steak, chicken, bread, hamburger and cheese.
New category.
Name something that shakes, rattles, and rolls.
Name something that shakes, rattles, and rolls.
Yep.
All right. Now, how many answers do we have here?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 answers.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I want to respond to that last caller.
Oh, go right ahead.
What does one more lie mean?
Well, you know,
does that mean anything when you know, when lies come out of your mouth all the time? There's one more lie. Just put it right there in the bucket of the rest of them.
Well, I would think, though, now, honestly, I don't know if we can blame this one on Donald Trump, because I didn't expect him to sit and pull his, wallet out there and pay for the thing, but I would think somebody on the campaign would have written a check to that restaurant.
Well, especially after you said you did, you know.
Well, right. What do you make of the whole indictment that's going down?
Oh, I think it's about time. He should be indicted for that January 6th riot, but I don't know when that's ever going to happen. I mean,
do you think this could send Trump to the big house?
He's not going to get sent to the big house. He'll get some type of probation, maybe, but
do you think
I doubt a whole lot's going to happen of it, but
do you think it's bad to have a president indicted like this?
No.
No? Matt, you got any questions?
Not a president like Donald Trump. I mean, you know, people know how he is. The public knows how he is. You know, they just think he did good. He got lucky and, you know, the economy, you know, things doing good while he's in there. But, you know, that's all it was.
So Donald Trump is facing up to 400 years in prison, and you think he's not going to get any time?
Well, they're going to sentence him to some time, but they're probably going to suspend and put him on probation, I would imagine. Mm. I don't think they really want him, put the president in prison, but
you think federal court would? I mean, this is the feds. This isn't a state court.
98% conviction rate.
Well, yeah, that makes a difference when it's federal court.
I just don't understand why he kept the documents. That's what this is all about. I mean, when they asked for him, if he would have given them back, there wouldn't have been a case.
Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, they're trying to put Hillary Clinton and Biden in the same, you know, category with their little problems with documents, but my God, it's totally different. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what did you hear, Adam? I think he called an hour number one and said, Adam, if you're out there listening, correct me if I'm saying this wrong, but I think he said Biden was the worst president in his lifetime.
Well, I think he's been smoking a little bit.
Well, you know, I don't know. But, this was another question that we had, and I like this question. Would we elect an overweight president, somebody over 350 pounds?
It's going to be more difficult getting an overweight president or a president that has any anything different like that. It's going to be tough. That's just the way it is.
I mean, right now, this
woman president, you know.
Yeah, we haven't won with a woman yet either. Right now, this is all about really Chris Christie, because he clearly weighs over 350 pounds. But I don't know. Maybe we would elect him. Who knows?
Yeah.
What do you think, Matt? Do you think we'd elect a president over 350 pounds?
I mean, I'm sure we would at some point. I'm pretty sure, almost 3/4 of the United States is either overweight or obese. So at some point, it's going to have to happen.
It's just going to have to happen. And eventually, one day, we'll get a woman. And Adam, if I misquoted you, call back in. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All right, hit him with that category again.
The category is name something that shakes, rattles, and rolls.
Name something that shakes, rattles, and rolls. Now, how many answers are there?
Six answers.
Six answers. You got six big chances here. 740-383-9944. And again, we've got the Del Taco Beanie, Del Taco $10 gift card, Neighbor's Pizza, all kinds of good stuff. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott. I'm just going to make a comment.
Go ahead.
Last Friday night, I taught you on time, and I started listening, and this Trump stuff started, so I just shut it off. And all the stuff that's going with Biden, they can prove that he has taken millions and he's compromised us. They're still on Trump. I think if they had Hitler and Trump, they would still be on Trump. I listened to this show to participate. And when Strickland was on, I did listen to him. And the people mostly don't know what they're talking about. And when you can, if they could prove that Trump even took a dollar from another country, they would have had him. They did that three-year thing, and I see where Schiff or whatever, he has got $16 million against him for doing all that fraud stuff. He didn't even have a witness. And when people do that, they should be able to be sued. This is ridiculous. And I thought... And then I know by the time the election comes on, I never hear anybody on there talk about Biden or his son, the millions that they've already got him up to 10 or 30 million. These countries, and him and that Kerry, I think, went over to Romania, that LBJ was the last one in 60 years that been there. And they said that they did that money like, two different companies, and the one, I don't know if it was China, said it had taken 10 years to figure out the money. Well, I know this is going to be a lot of talking on the show, so I'm not listening anymore.
Well, no,
I do this to get enjoyment, and the news I hear on the TV, I can flip it off. And I never hear anybody say anything about a Democrat. Hillary, deplorable. She's the greatest person. Read the book, I guess, with the two secret people. Wrote a book about her, and then she did over 30,000 emails. They were classified. She did all of her phone services, did all this stuff. And I happened to click on the other day, FBI agent or something. He said she should have been fined, that she's on that side. They're not going to do it. And then when you say, well, Chuck can't even get a fair people, they're all liberal or whatever, he said, we'll get a free one. I mean, doesn't that tell you something about a country? So when there's a dictator here, they all can pat themselves on the back and take it, because we're not going to get out of this mess. I don't know who can straighten it out, because this next election, and when you can tell Biden, he's got over 300 drafts, and he said he was born in the hospital. His grandfather died there, was it 2 weeks before, so they did research. His grandfather died in Baltimore. He was born in Pennsylvania. And his grandfather died 2 years before, so they thought, we'll check the other grandfather, because it must have been him, and he lived way longer. And they said, oh, the congressman lies, that Biden, that's all that he's ever known. He lied.
Well, I'm just
tired of the nonsense, and my friend, she told me the last time, she said, I'm not voting. She was 89. She said, I'm not voting anymore. This is just... So I'm just not listening.
Well, let me.
I'm so tired of hearing this stuff
right.
Over.
Well,
if you did Marion stuff and did this stuff fine, if I want to turn on the TV and hear this nonsense, I can.
Well,
and,
here, let me just.
Whatever people put in, that's what they're going to get. Now, that panic, they've got him. Well, guess what? Another person that was going off on that subway, I guess, was it yesterday? I don't know what he was, but he was going after this guy's girlfriend, so the black guy took a knife and he stabbed him, and I guess he killed him, so now they got him for murder. Who's going to protect you in this freaking country?
Well, let me say a couple things here. We did have Governor Strickland on Tuesday talking about the Trump situation, but we also had Joe Brown on the following hour.
I liked him. He's the one who's no-nonsense. He doesn't care if you're black, white, what color, nationality, if you're gay, or what. Some people gay. Well, you ought to think your stars that, well, there's an old saying that you weren't born that way. Because I think everybody that knocks the gays, maybe, I'm not going to say their children should be gay, but maybe they should get a stint where they're gay for a year or two and see how they like it.
Well, no,
I don't talk about people. I don't like people running other people down. I'm not a Christian. I've been to church in 57 years three times, and I'm just not a person to talk about people, and I just... They just run people down, and the people talking about them is no better than the ones that doing the stuff.
Right, well, so I want to say...
If somebody got on a radio show and put Biden on, they said when they got Trump, the other news stations put him on for 5 minutes, and all this stuff, you can just glance through about Biden, all this stuff they're finding out. He got flagged at 250 times at banks, and one or two times means you're like a... You're into drugs, you want, what is it they call that stuff, laundry or whatever, and nobody does anything. When you sit there, if you know somebody does something, it's my dad doing that. You turn them in, and nobody will touch
right,
these
but what,
people.
What I want to say here
and
about...
I'm just tired of it. It's just so many different ideas. When I was growing up, you took the day you voted, and you didn't hear about it anymore, and people just sit there, and they said that Biden wasn't talked about on any of these other stations. Period. 0 minutes. And they talked about Trump for 5 hours.
Right. But what I want to say here now, on this station, I want to say we gave an hour to Governor Strickland, who was anti-Trump, and we gave an hour to Joe Brown on the same morning, and he was pro-Trump. So we balanced that. And other than that this week, that's really the only time we've ever talked about it. Now, Friday night, we did talk only the first hour, though.
Yeah,
and
I turned it on. I got you the one time. Right at the time, and here it starts that stupid stuff with Trump. And
right, but Sean was pro-Trump on Friday night. It was not all negative
well,
Trump.
As soon as the Trump started, I thought, I'm not doing this.
Well, and I would also like to say, Biden is a sitting president. You cannot indict a sitting president. So even if he was guilty of something, and I'm not saying that he is under investigation, he could not be indicted, just like when President Trump was president. He was never indicted when he was a sitting president. There is a law that says you cannot indict.
Yeah, I know that.
So
they were impeaching Trump. They spent over $30 million 3 years, and that Schiff knew that it was a lie, and Hillary was the one behind it and stuff. They should get these people, when they can prove they did this, and then her attorneys, they get off with a pat on the back, but if you're a Trump person, a lawyer or something, they can't even say anything, a lawyer, and they, I don't know, all it is a mess.
And I would also...
They should just let China, maybe they should just let China come over here and be our dictator and just be done with it. You won't believe that Cuban missile they got right there, China's spying right there at Cuba. I mean, we are so compromised, I don't even think we could fight a war. We probably couldn't get anybody hardly to go do it anyway.
Well, no, and
I'm
would
just tired of hearing about this stuff.
Right. Well, I would also like to say that you know, much like you have given your opinion, the last two callers gave their opinion, and I mean, I didn't know we were going to talk
well,
about
didn't
Trump.
I really hear there so much, but it's just like you can't click on a thing or something. Trump. Well, Trump isn't the only person in the news. They never showed one illegal thing about those immigrants. All those kids getting put into slavery. It can be stopped. And this is stupid. And then China, what is it, though? One country, it was just in the, you'll get the papers. Biden, it's one of the small countries. It's not Romania. But their policy is they're not going to do the gays. They're not going to do that stuff. Well, Biden says you're not going to get the money or whatever we do till you do. You can't tell people, countries, what to do. It's like telling American Indians, you can't do this stuff anymore. I mean, it's just like everybody dictates what you can do. You can't say MAGA, where you get shot, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. I mean, this country... I don't know.
Well, let me ask you an easier question here, and don't tune out, because I think hearing other people's opinions is important, because I'm sure
it's
some...
fine. That one thing is, I hear that, what is it, that Jim Jordan, and they laugh, and I've heard him on your shows, people saying things. Well, when I turn on, he's in there, he's digging, he's trying to find things. Well, this happened at OSU. Well, something happened to me, and I tell the next person in line they don't do it. Well, there's President Gee or President Fawcett or whoever. You go to the main thing to do it. And when a guy or girl, I know 14 and I mean under, you wouldn't, but when somebody is doing things to you, you're 14 and you're 18 and 20 and you're a wrestler and you don't have the, I'm not going to say balls, to go tell somebody something's doing something to you and you sit there and put up with a gym issue. If you want the job that bad, I mean want to do the sport that bad, somebody does something to you once, you go do it.
Well,
these are wrestlers that now there's 30-some wanting to see this one and see that one. Didn't any of them think, well, you know, this athletic director over Jordan didn't go do something. Maybe I should go on up there. And I get tired of it. And this guy's just beating himself to death to try to get things straightened out. And if I thought he was lying and doing stuff, you can only do so much. Like, at work, if I had a complaint, I told the supervisor. Well, she didn't do anything. The next person was the president of the cable. I went to him. I didn't sit around and let somebody keep doing something to me, you know, and stuff. It's like, I don't know. I just can't get... It's just like people don't have common sense anymore.
Well, and I think, and I don't know if you were listening in the first hour this morning, but Adam...
No, because I was on the phone.
Okay, I think we've been fair this morning because Adam said, and again, Adam, if you're out there listening, I don't want to misquote you, but Adam said Biden is the worst president in his lifetime. So Adam was clearly anti-Biden. Now, we've had the last two calls were pro Biden, I think, or anti-Trump, but you seem to be more on the Trump side. So, I think we've been pretty even this morning, which I think says something about our listenership.
Yeah, and I've been listening to the historians that do the research, and they said, though, out of all the presidents, Obama was the worst ever. They said I don't know what he did with Iran and all this stuff. They said this woke stuff and all this stuff got started, really amped up when he was in. And then I see on TV where he's making remarks. Usually Bush won't say anything. But I see where Obama now, he's putting his digs in and stuff. And, you know, you wonder, how can that Walters out of California, how can Biden have four houses and be worth, some of them in there are $150 million. They don't make that much money. And Pelosi, she's there, like, you know, Professor Blackwell, when I was down there, he was just like came in as a teaching instructor. He wasn't an assistant principal or anything. And then his second wife, I guess he mentioned something about that Borden's Milk Company. I think that's what it was. And she either told somebody and their stock fell, so they got him and sent him to prison. Kind of like Martha Stewart did. Well, they said Pelosi knows all this stuff about the stock market a week before. That's why she's in the hundreds of millions of dollars, because they either get out of the stock or invest. So what's the difference? Why not put her in jail for a while?
Listen,
they won't touch these people, and it's not right. If you're fair, and Trump does, they say Trump lies. Well, look at what they say that Biden, he was the top in his law school. Where our baby son, he was at the bottom 10. And then he, like Churchill, he'll you know, take people's stuff, they say, and lie about it. And then he's got these degrees, and they say he doesn't. And they said anything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. So why are you having him to deal with China if he's compromised?
We gotta go to break now. Stay with us because we want to.
I can't take this.
Stay with us. Don't change. We gotta take a break here. We're gonna come back and tell the prize winners and let people say what they want. And if you have anything else to say, do call back. But we gotta take a break. We're gonna be back.
Don't leave us.
Don't leave us. We're going to be back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere here on WGH Talk, where, trust me, we talk. Matt Morgan's in studio.
She was the voice of one of the greatest villains in Disney history, Ursula from The Little Mermaid. And along the way, she did a lot of great game shows.